What y'all think gonna win? What y'all got, Lakers or the Heat, for this game? We live. All right. What's good, y'all? It's King C's Basketball Jones. I ball forever. Y'all know what it is. Love is life, and life is basketball. I'm here with your main boy.
What's up?
What's up, Ace?
What's happening?
I got Tev in the building too. You already know. We three amigos. What's good? I see y'all on the live. What y'all talking about? They on the live saying something, Tev. Oh, I can't read that shit though. It's too far. Saying that y'all just joining. All right,
what's good?
So we got episode 55 today. We going. You said what?
That's TJ.
Nah, man, we need your ass to edit these damn videos, boy. Bring your ass on, nigga. Yeah, shout out to Tone. Y'all already know he be doing the production shit. He supposed to be doing these edits, man. We got like some shit in the vault for y'all, so. We gonna let that shit out when it get done getting cooked up. I don't know about y'all, but we watching this game while we doing this. So we gonna be going ahead and going over our topics while we watching the game. Gonna make this real quick for y'all, get this out the way. First topic of this week, we got Doc Rivers. That boy ain't waste no time.
They said Lakers.
As soon as he got up out of there, I heard he was on the plane already to sign with the 76ers. They gave my man a 5-year deal, so they committed. They locked in. What you think about that?
Did they say what the
money?
Yeah,
they ain't never mentioned the bread. They ain't disclosed the bread. But I mean, regardless, though, he locked in for 5.
Yeah, he straight.
Like straight out.
Honestly,
the gate,
he shouldn't. Honestly, the Clippers shouldn't have got rid of him just yet. Anyway.
Yeah, that was a bad. I ain't gonna say Steve Ballmer making a bad move. But it was premature, should I say.
It was premature.
Yeah, like, I think he should have let that cook a little bit longer. Like, he just got that roster.
Yeah, we can't say if it's... We can't really say if it's bad or good yet. We have to see. I don't know where they'll get, though, honestly, to fill that role. But, you know, the Clippers.
They gonna have to hire Talu to handle all them misfits. Like, them some misfits. Them some rugged boys.
Oh, you know what, though? Said the Clippers organization said everybody was tradable except Kawhi. So I'm pretty sure they can get some deals for Paul George, so he might not even be there.
You don't think he's gonna be there next year?
I think he will, but I'm just saying, you know, it's up in the air. Ain't no telling. Cause he can very well be gone for the right ticket. I would give him up for the right ticket, especially after
what. Your man's up. That's your man.
I mean, based off of what we just saw.
Hey, PG, you see how he doing you?
based off, and it ain't really no knock. But you, at some point, you gotta prove yourself, right? You know what I mean? Think about his past previous playoffs. From him. I mean, unless the situation is different.
But I
if that's what he keeps,
I give him one more shot. But did he do anything with the Thunder?
No. The closeout game with them, he only had like 2 or 6 points, something like that.
What?
Yeah, in a closeout game. Again, that's what I'm saying. It's just it's a reoccurring thing.
Hey, that's bad, PG.
At some point, at some point,
y'all not watching the game.
Who
that?
No.
He said that while we not watching the game.
He said we is watching.
Oh, yeah, we watching it, bruh. It's on. Who you got, Jonathan? Who you going with? I know who you about to say.
You already know, LeBron.
LeBron.
But like I said, well, we'll get to that. Let's stick to the dot.
But what you think of the future of the Sixers, though? What you think they're going to do with them?
Man.
What you think Doc going to do with them, should I say?
The Sixers is going to look about the same, bro. They're going to look the same. I mean,
ain't nothing going to change.
Because they need personnel. Like, the Sixers' main problem is they don't have the shooters. Ben Simmons don't shoot. So, I mean, is he going to start shooting? If Embiid, is he going to start really approaching the situations and the seasons and the games as if they matter? Meaning, I got to start my legacy somewhere. I might as well start it now. Which he should have did it this past season.
Yeah.
But he got to try again next year. But he really should be, you know what I mean? Like, Embiid should really be, like, his legacy should have been started by now. Like, what year is he in?
But he was this close, though. Kawhi ended that shit.
But that's Kawhi, though. You know what I mean? But think about it. Embiid should be considered up there with Kawhi. He's considered up there, you know, the top center in the league, one of the right. best players. So in that matchup, you go head-to-head, who going to come out on top? Kawhi just happened to do it. He didn't. So, that's on him. At some point, they all got to step up. The Sixers, I don't know, really.
Yeah, they do.
But I don't really see no shape, no major shift as far as them, like, you know, contender, stuff like that. Nah, I don't see it. Because the East is getting strong. Think about it. You got KD. You know what I mean? You got Brooklyn coming.
Hey, Brooklyn about to fuck some shit up, boy, when they come back.
You got Brooklyn coming. Giannis still there, depending on who he get to come on the squad.
Hey, CP3, 90%. My sources say that man coming. So, y'all Milwaukee Bucks, y'all might have a chance next year.
I mean, Boston. Boston's still there. So, where are the Sixers going to fall in line with that? The Heat?
I think
Toronto's still good. You know
what the Heat might do? The Heat might make some moves with the Clippers.
They could. And they can
make some moves with the Clippers.
Yeah.
To boost that they
but do you
what
want
they need.
To, I don't think I would do that.
You ain't gonna touch the Heat at all?
Heck no.
Look, I ain't gonna trade nobody, but I'm saying I'm trying to pick up somebody.
See, I wouldn't trade, but if I can get some of the players, yeah. I wouldn't make no trade, though. I mean, them players young. They rookies.
Somebody going to want Hero.
Or no.
They going to be like, I need your boy Hero. I need that man.
They ain't giving him up. They ain't letting that fly.
He is star in the making.
They ain't going to let him go. They probably get rid of
None. He probably, yeah.
He a nice piece.
He tradable assets.
Crowder, maybe. You know,
Crowder
what I mean? If you're gonna get somebody young that can do what he do, you know, the 3 and D type of player,
Crowder.
But better. Yeah, if you could get somebody better that can replace him, you know what I mean, you could probably bundle him up with none and, you know, ship them somewhere.
I mean, your person that you wanna get in that case is
PG.
PG. His stock gonna drop. His stock didn't drop, bruh.
His stock did drop.
Man, his stock didn't drop, bruh. He was just in the MVP conversations the year before.
Listen, you hear how easy it is for me to say, oh, nah, yeah. I'm gonna get rid of him.
Damn, that's crazy. Fuck PG, man. You gotta bounce back, bro. Like Spalding, bruh. Don't have no bad year tomorrow.
PG got.
Oh, I said tomorrow, next year.
He got talent.
Yeah, he got it.
But he don't live up to it.
He got the juice, bruh.
He don't live up to it when it matter, though. So, that's people out here trying to win, man. You got time to be playing around with no 10-year, man. You know what I mean? And still throwing up 8 points in a playoff game, man. I ain't got time for it.
Duh.
I mean, if I'm an owner, that's how I'm thinking. I ain't got time for it. You should have already been developed in these moments. Like,
you know who did do good with Doc, though? Your boy that got the max contract over with Philly. What's his name?
Oh, Tobias.
Tobias.
Yeah.
So I think that'll pull him out a little bit more because he liked that system a lot. He was thrilled, you know, actually doing real good in that system.
You know what? Now I'm thinking about it.
So he'll actually count now.
They do got Richardson too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he actually.
But they
count.
Still need some shooters though. That's their problem, man.
They yeah, they ain't resigned.
If Ben JJ. Simmons a shoot, but the dude don't shoot.
Nah, they needed to sign. They needed to resign JJ.
Yeah.
They should have kept him. That would have kept your outside true, and it would have still opened it up for Embiid and Ben.
Yeah, they still kind of slow though.
When I did that, that just collapsed everybody inside on them. So everybody could just do what they do with Giannis, build a wall. Because they know Ben ain't going to shoot that bitch. And when the NB get the ball in the paint, you just double up. and he be funny with passing sometimes. So it's like, and then he be on the outside sometimes, and he hang out there too much.
Which one?
Embiid.
Yeah, he do.
See, he'll take a. It's like he got a shooter's memory, but he ain't a. He shouldn't be. He shouldn't have a shooter's memory.
He shouldn't be out there like that.
Nah, he shouldn't be out there like that. He'll have games where he'll miss like 7-8 threes. Look what you doing. You too big. You miss one or two. Go ahead, get your ass in the paint.
I don't
just
even know
down
why
there for the rest of the game.
He should be taking 3 threes max. In the game, bro. It ain't no way that I would have him or I would like him taking 8 threes in the game.
He was taking 8 threes a game, bro. 8.
Nah. That's a coach.
And that's
problem.
Your big man.
Yeah, that's Barrett Brown. That's why he fired. For real. That's why he fired, man. That's a coach
that's
problem.
That's fucked up.
You can't do stuff like that. You got, nah, that's a coach
nah,
problem.
Nah, you gotta adjust and adapt to that, bro. Oh, Las Vegas or Seattle won. The championship for the WNBA, it's over with. That girl did her thing.
Who's on that thing?
What's her name? Like the star right now.
What team is Skylar Diggins on now? Or is she even playing it now?
She, I think she is, but I don't know.
I forget. Saudi, man. She got hurt. She got hurt and fell off.
Her ACL or something?
Man.
Yeah.
After that, she ain't been the same. She's still trying to climb, though.
Yeah, I think she's back, though. I seen something like on IG, she back.
But I don't think she's starting, though.
I want to start, like, if she came off an injury like that.
Everybody else better get
Mike Moore. Yeah, Mike Moore is coming back. Hey, she went on that hiatus to go do that little situation.
She
handle that situation with her people.
Is she coming back? Oh, okay.
Yeah, they going to let her back.
Of course.
Yeah.
Shoot, she was like MVP for like, how many years? Back to back,
4 years,
3,
something like that.
Yeah, she was killing it.
Yeah, she went stupid.
She was killing.
So yeah, what's her name? Samantha Brinson, ain't that her name? No, I'm talking about the star right now in Seattle.
Brianna Stewart.
Yeah, Brianna Stewart. My bad. Brianna Stewart, yeah, she a dog. They beat them bad, too. Man.
Okay, so Ty Lue, though. What's
other coaches. Yeah, let's stay on topic, y'all. Ty Lue has been reported to have meetings with New Orleans and the Rockets. And I'm pretty sure he's going to have a meeting with the Clippers as well. Who you think the best fit for Ty Lue out of those three? I got mine.
It would have to be a... I think the Clippers or the Rockets, maybe. I say the Clippers, though.
I say the Clippers, too. He need to stay with the Clippers. If he don't stay with the Clippers, then he need to go to the Rockets.
He already comfortable. You know what I mean? But really, honestly, the Clippers' problem is Kawhi.
You think it's Kawhi?
Yeah. It is Kawhi.
But that's their best player.
Yeah, but it's just the environment and the tone he set coming into the season, you know, with a fresh team, fresh star players and all that.
With that mercenary attitude.
Yeah, it's just y'all have yet to build any type of chemistry. You come in, you selective, and when you playing, when you practicing, the whole nine, how's your team ever gonna get into a rhythm? You know what I'm saying? Y'all in and out of the lineup. You just set a bad tone. Like, so now y'all in the bubble. And what happened? When they was faced with adversity, they couldn't overcome it. they couldn't overcome it because they just, and though they never had enough time in those situations to really know what they was doing.
What they saying, Ted?
Like in those situations down the stretch of them games, whether they was with Denver or even with Dallas, with the Mavericks. Honestly, they should have lost to the Mavericks, bro. They should have lost to the Mavericks. I mean, just off of pure talent. But to me, honestly, if Porzingis was there, they would have lost. They weren't gonna beat them.
Say it was a wrap.
Yeah. It was too much. But that, like I said, they just never built that chemistry to the point to where you face with adversity, you know exactly what play to call to get a bucket. You know what I mean? The Clippers ain't had that. They was already lacking. They already didn't have playmakers for real.
You think he gonna change his attitude as far as next year? You know what he got to do it with?
I don't know if he will, but he should. I mean, that should be a learning lesson for him. He should, most definitely. But is he gonna do that? I don't know. Kawhi too.
He seems like a stubborn individual.
Yeah,
like
he too quiet. You can't really read him. You know what I mean? You can't really read how he even feel about what even happened. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
he don't say too much in interviews. It's hard to really tell if he a player that really.
He really was there. Like
he a dog though.
Yeah, but that ain't gonna get it.
They ain't gonna get it done.
Like they gonna hit like it. You know that? Yeah, you right. They lost off of that energy. Like they lost the whole momentum of a series. Everything just died out for them. Like right before their hands. You can't drop a 3-1 lead. That's just what you can't do.
They couldn't even get a game, bro. A game.
A game, bro. Four straight or three straight. What is that? Three straight, right? Yeah. They couldn't get one game. And they was considered the people to win it all.
And them games was close, too. It's just you can't close it out, though. You ain't got that continuity. At the end of them games, it's always slow.
What you think the expectations for Houston to be if they get Ty Lue?
Houston is in a position to where every year going forward, their expectation is only
championship.
Well, I take that back. I think now it's kind of, you know what I mean, digressing a little bit.
Well, people coming to reality.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think it's championship now because now they don't even know who their coach going to be. You know what I'm saying? So
they still got the pieces, but they got a.
I don't even think they need a big man, though. Yeah, I better say,
I don't even think they got the pieces no more.
Like, their best chance was that
year
when they let Golden State get them. They actually had two chances, honestly. They had the year before KD got hurt, and they even had them that year when KD got hurt. They couldn't close them games out because KD got hurt. He missed them two games, and Golden State with Klay and Steph still managed to beat them. You know what I mean? Chris Paul, it was Chris Paul at that time. Chris Paul and James Harden.
Right.
But they had Capella. You know, they still had a nice squad. And to me, honestly, I thought they could have actually won because of the previous year they was solid, man. Houston was solid, bro. They was
they was real good the year before last year. Yeah,
yeah, they was solid, man. But that was the chance.
That was Harden's MVP year, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was his MVP year.
Damn. Yeah. You think they're gonna get a shot to go back at it? Like get to the championship or it's over?
It's slow. It's slow.
Man, that man said it's turtle walking.
Yeah, they turtle walking, man. They turtling.
Oh, bruh. All right.
It's over.
So the next topic, man, we got on the board. Well, hold on. We got, what if he go to NO? What you think NO would do with Zion and them? Who else out there for NO right now?
Who I want to coach them is Mark Jackson.
NO?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mark Jackson need to go to NO. Because
they're young. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're young. He was a point guard.
He had development.
He had development. I mean, he can at least get that team to where they can
compete in the playoffs.
Competing in the playoffs, yeah.
Hey, man,
I don't know if he can necessarily get them over that edge, because it's a lot that's gonna have to come with that.
They gonna need, but unless Zion go like into superstardom and can carry a team, like really carry a team.
But all of that is possible with them. In actuality, they have like three players that can actually take that jump.
That next step.
It's just a matter of when.
Zion and who? Hey, get Green out the game, bruh.
Who else? Lonzo. Yeah.
Lonzo can take another step, but I ain't seen it yet.
He could take it out. The thing is, Lonzo messed up because his expectation was so high.
You know his daddy.
His expectation was so high that people can't even look at him as just a regular starting solid point guard, which that's really probably going to be him. I could probably see him averaging like 15 and 8 maybe. You know what I mean? That's honestly decent if you got the other pieces around you to compliment you. You could actually look like an all-star kind of player with those numbers if the other pieces compliment you well, and you ain't making like a lot of turnovers and stuff like that. You still, you know, holding your end defensively, getting boards and stuff like that. You can still look like
boy defense good
solid player. Yeah, it is. Passing ain't a problem for him. The game ain't even a problem for him. This is, to me, I think it's his confidence.
Be getting rattled throughout the season.
I ain't gonna say his confidence. I'm gonna say his attitude. His attitude, like he, and not that he had negative or a bad attitude. It's just I don't think he understands what he can do.
His potential.
Yeah, like man, Lonzo Ball have a handle. His first step is extra fast. Like his first step is quick. He can blow past anybody at any time. He can get to the rim at will. I see it all the time, but every time he gets to the rim at will, he passes it. He kick it out rather than just finishing it.
I ain't liking the way the Lakers playing right now, y'all. I'm really kind of agitated by that shit. They playing like real, real timid. I ain't feeling that shit.
But they only down by 2.
They is only down by 2, but they shooting fucking bricks, man. They getting good shots and just bricking that shit. I don't know. But shout out to y'all and Houston. Y'all gonna get a coach soon. Keep on the lookout for them. Big news this week was the Kyrie Irving comments. Your man said KD is his only teammate that he feel that can make like the shots that he done made at the end of games.
He said a couple things too.
To try to clear it up and clarify it.
Don't forget about the coach comment.
What do you say about the coach on that?
Basically, he don't feel they need one.
This man said that shit.
Yeah, like basically,
hey, even Michael Jordan needed a coach, bruh. Hey. if Michael Jordan needed a coach,
he feel like him and KD can actually be the coaches.
I mean, yeah, there are players that can be like coaches and player coaches, but at the same time. I mean, everybody need a coach, bro. You see how loyal Jordan was? Jordan was willing to retire for his coach. And he did for his coach. So it's like, I don't know about that, bro.
Man, honestly.
They help you see the other side of the game, bro.
I like Kyrie.
I like him, too. That's my man. I got his shoes.
But sometimes, man, I don't know.
Monkeys is the favorite. I done put, bro.
He got
the best shoes ever to me.
Kyrie got to start explaining himself a little better. I mean, you can't just say you don't need a coach.
What is that?
for real.
Because it's like, who taught you the game? I mean, I understand you get the game and you learn the game the more you play the game. But they really help you see the X's and O's on the board. Like, help it open up for you another level. It's like seeing it from 2D to 3D. Like, you need a coach.
But is he, I mean, like, with that comment, right, and looking at his since he left Cleveland, like, departed from LeBron, basically, He went to Boston, right? Now, peep game. Boston, the year before, they made it to where? I think they made it to the conference finals that year, right? Mm-hmm. Prior to him getting there, right?
Right.
He get there, they took a
drop.
A heavy drop. Not just a drop, but a
and
heavy drop.
And he make it past like the first or second round or some shit like that.
Okay. So then he leave and he go to Brooklyn, right? Brooklyn, prior to him getting there, was doing what?
They was actually thriving.
Yeah, they was an unsung hero, basically, because yeah, they made it.
Team.
People didn't even expect them to be as good as they were.
Yeah.
But they, you know, managed with the little pieces that they had. You know, Dinwiddie at that time, you know, LeVert.
LeVert, yeah. Everybody was shining. Everybody was eating. Everybody was eating.
And they was a good team. Kyrie get there. They losing. He get hurt.
They go back up.
They go back up.
They did.
You know what I mean? So it's like, okay.
There's a pattern there. Yeah, the pattern is evident.
So look, my question is Kyrie Irving coachable? Especially with that comment. I don't think he's coachable. Cause look, even prior to LeBron getting to Cleveland,
yeah,
He didn't have a winning record. He didn't have a winning season, and it wasn't even close. Like they was losing heavy.
They
he was doing
picks.
Good. Don't get me wrong. He was doing great. You know what I mean? He's a baller, so he can do whatever he wants on the court.
Buckets.
But can you win? Like, you know what I mean? Do you have that thing that? Jimmy Butler, can you be a leader like Jimmy Butler? Jimmy Butler don't even got a score.
Leadership is the thing that's like questionable with him, I guess.
Nah, that ain't even questionable. He's not a leader.
You don't think he a leader at all?
Nah, heck no. It just,
everything
shows.
You ain't giving him the benefit of the
doubt. Yeah, nah.
Hey, Kyrie, with you. I'm giving you an inch.
Nah, he ain't a leader, man. He ain't a leader. Like
he ain't one to you.
Cause it would have showed. He a great player. Don't get me wrong. I ain't gonna take that away from him.
Right.
But you know what I mean. When it comes to winning, he don't have the X's and O's to know how to actually. What Stephen A. be saying? Galvanize the troops. You know what I'm saying? And get your team ready. Keep your team involved during the course of the game. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even during the course of the game, you still have to know how to get your team and keep them engaged so that when you need them down the stretch. Okay, I need you down at the stretch. Can we?
It ain't never him taking the credit for the loss of shit. How you think? I mean, with that being said, like, you think Brooklyn gonna survive? You think they gonna?
Yeah, all right. I think they do because they got KD. Because
KD gonna be the glue for it.
The difference is with him. I think that he really thinks KD is better than. I don't think he had that much respect for LeBron. That's the difference between, I think that's the only person he really can say sit back to.
Mm-hmm. That goes into the other comment that he was saying.
That's what he said. Yeah, that kind of goes into what you said. But I mean, how can you not say that he not better than you when he changed your whole team around and got you to the chip?
Who?
Kyrie. They weren't even seeing the playoffs before LeBron got there.
Oh, you talking about him and LeBron.
Then LeBron get there, they in the finals.
Sad.
Like, it ain't no waiting to it. Y'all there the first year. So how you can't say that he ain't better than you?
Because like he said in his quote was, he felt like this the first time he'd be able to.
Oh, LeBron, I like that.
The last shot. Like, that was the quote.
But he got the most game winners in history right now.
He felt like he was the best option. He felt like he was the best option down the stretch.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And it's the first time he felt like he had somebody that he could look at too and be like, dang, that hell effort can make that shot too. You know what I mean?
Exactly to what I just said. Like, he just feel like KD is without question that he gonna take him over the top in the end of the game.
I mean, KD has only proven itself with a super team, though. But, like, when you got your boy Kyrie, when you got Curry and Klay and Green and that super squad, Like,
but do you think
when he had just but, Russ?
Look though, but do you think that Kyrie Irving thinks that Stephen Curry is better than him? You don't think that?
Nah, he don't think Kyrie. Yeah, he don't think Curry better than him. Hell nah.
So he like, okay,
cause he done hit the biggest shot in NBA history on him.
Yeah, we about to go in. Cause he don't think, he probably think he was better than the shooter, but he don't think that he is
better team player than Curry.
Curry, that's the good thing about Irv is he think he the best. Like, but
Mamba mentality,
time,
boy.
At the same time, it's,
that's his weakness at the same time. His strength is his weakness. Look, Twan, his strength is his weakness.
That's what everybody. I'm telling you, that's what every single player you're going to come across. They
hey,
strength.
That's Twan's shit.
For real.
Your strength is your weakness.
It's always like that. We could look at LeBron. We could look at Jordan. We could look at everybody. That's always the case. Their greatest strength is always going to be their greatest weakness. Like LeBron, the one thing that he had to overcome was
he wasn't aggressive enough.
Knowing when to turn it up. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just at some point he's too about the play. You know what I mean? I'm gonna make the best play. But at some times you gotta understand that I am the best play. You know what I'm saying? And LeBron, it just took him a while to understand that. Like, so your greatest strength, because that's a strength. A lot of people have to learn that, like a Jordan. Right. He had to learn that. Like, oh, how to get my team involved.
Word.
To him, his whole attitude was, I am the player.
Right.
Forget everybody else. I'm going to score 40, 50, 63 on Boston. I'm going to do all of this. Every time down the court, 55, I'm going to score. But he wasn't getting the job done until he learned, like, okay.
I got this. Until,
this is what happened. His score, his point scores went from 35 a game, averaging 35 a game, to 30 a game. But that's when he started winning, when he started averaging 30 a game. It's because he was using his teammates, like, you know what I'm saying?
What? You get the coach. He got that coach. What was it? Phil.
Yeah, Phil.
He finally got Phil. And he told him, you got to trust your teammates. They help you see the game from a different angle when you can't see it for yourself. From the angle that everybody else trying to help you see it from. You need a coach, man. Like, you need a coach.
Yeah,
like
I said,
it's like seeing from 2D to 3D or 3D to 4D. It's what it is. Like, you see the game from different angles.
And LeBron was the same way. LeBron was just Jordan in reverse. It was just, you know, I'm going to play for the team. But then he had to learn, like, shoot, sometimes I am the best. Forget all of y'all. You know what I mean? It's my time. Boom.
Yeah, Jordan was like, I'm the best option every time, all time. Just give me the ball and move out the fucking way.
But that's their greatest strength, is their greatest weakness.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's cool. Kyrie, man, I mean, you definitely caused the news on yourself, man. The only thing I can say about it is when you say something like that, just commit to it, bro. Just commit to it, bro. When you come and try to repair that shit in the morning, ain't nobody gonna care about none of that shit you saying in the morning. They gonna hear what you said the day before, and they gonna run that shit on
Kyrie
the news all
be,
day like
he
did.
He would be way better off if he didn't feed into the media so much. Like, he feed into the media too much. Like, he actually, it's two things. He do have a jealousy towards LeBron.
You think he do?
Yeah, man. The time that he spent with LeBron being there, I think it left a bitter taste in his mouth. Right. I think LeBron did. I think LeBron left a bitter taste in his mouth to where he just got turned off of, you know, LeBron.
I don't see how, bro. This man is leading y'all to the chips.
I mean, it's...
You got a chance when you got LeBron on the team.
You got to look at the Kyrie Irving mentality, though. His mentality is like Kobe. Like, that's who he idolized. You know what I mean? So he felt like, man, I don't want to be second fiddle to this guy. You know, I don't want to be looked at as second fiddle. I want to actually be the guy, you know, on the team. Like, I don't want to be... You know, I don't want to be looked at as Pippen.
Shit, Kobe winning them extra two, bruh. That changed some attitudes with some niggas, huh? Cause he actually did it his way.
Yeah, he separated himself, and he did it. But it wasn't no question if Kobe can do it. He just needed to get the pieces.
Kyrie, you ain't Kobe though.
Nah, heck nah, man.
So that's what you gotta understand. You ain't Kobe. Dang. You can wanna be Kobe, like Kobe, love Kobe, all that shit. But you ain't Kobe though.
As much praise as Kobe get, I still think he get
undercut it. Yeah.
Because if you really think about it, look who Kobe won them two rings with. He went to the championship three times in a row. He lost to Boston
right? One time.
And then he came back and beat him. But the thing was, look who he had on his team, bro. It ain't like he had a D Wade and what I'm saying, stuff like that. He had Pau Gasol, Lamar Odom. He had a bunch of role players.
He did have that big boy though. What's his
Andrew
name?
Andrew Bynum.
Andrew Bynum. Bynum was a dog at the time.
I wouldn't even say he was a dog. He just at that time he just did what was needed. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because of course,
straight big body.
Of course, when he left,
and they had Phil Jackson.
He got that money from Philly. You ain't hear from that dude again, bro. He ain't even played a season. He ain't played no more
after he got that money for Philly.
He got injured, and you ain't even hear from him no more.
He ain't want that shit for real.
He was garbage to begin with.
Philly said, "We'll take our losses."
Man, he was garbage to begin with.
Clope Brown.
Oh, bro. He just could do enough. Like, you know what I mean? He just did, in that moment, in that time frame, he did what was necessary. But you got to think, Kobe had a lot to do with that. Because Kobe was drilling him. I mean, he was drilling him in practice. You seen the elbow he did to Vucic and all them, bro.
Yeah, getting him ready, trying to fight with him and shit.
That was Kobe. That was all Kobe.
Man, that must have been a lot, bro.
He took that team and won the championship twice.
That's crazy. Hey, Kobe, he don't get enough credit for what he did, man.
I think he done won the championship with the less. As a superstar.
As a less. I don't know. Yeah. Cause it's always been two like major stars.
But
Powell ain't no scrub though.
Nah, he ain't no scrub. To me, he was on that bird. He was on that line. He was on that line of. Nah, he was an all star.
He was an all star.
Yeah, he was an all star. I ain't gonna say he was a superstar. He was an all star though.
Did they have two superstars?
Nah, they ain't had no superstar. They was just a solid squad.
It was Kobe the superstar, and that was it.
I'm talking about the Pistons.
The Pistons.
Yeah, you talking about what?
Well, nah, them.
John Cena,
them? Yeah, they had none.
They was just solid.
They was a good defensive team. They was one of the best defensive teams in NBA history.
Yeah, they probably was the best. Honestly, man,
everybody been saying. Like, they was the best defensive team ever.
Yeah, though, look at what they held their opponents to. 70 on
points,
an average.
74 points or some shit.
On an average. That's average, bro. That's crazy.
74
points. That's average.
You ain't getting no dub on them. You ain't getting no dub on them boys. It's straight. You getting three quarters.
And that team, though, when you really think back and look back at that team, man, they had.
What's good, y'all?
They had the perfect stuff. Like, think about it. Every time, I swear to God, man, I remember watching.
Count that.
Look, I remember watching them games, bro. Listen, Rip Hamilton, anytime he pulled up from a mid-range,
money.
He wasn't missing. He was not missing.
He was super
those shots,
efficient
bro.
Too.
Mid-range, he was shooting 50. I used to hate him because I couldn't stand Detroit. I think Tavis was like that. I couldn't stand
Detroit because they kept on being Philly. You know, Philly was my squad at that time.
Man, I couldn't stand
Iverson was my nigga. So, yeah, I was pissed. Hella pissed. The last like real shot I knew Iverson had with the Sixers, like that last year, when they beat them niggas, bro. My feelings was hurt.
I was hurt. I think I already had.
It was because of Tayshaun Prince, bro.
Man,
Tayshaun Prince, bro. Man, yo, long, lengthy ass boy. Damn, boy, wingspan of a fucking giant, boy. Damn, marker head ass nigga, boy. That motherfucker, man.
Yeah, that was
damn.
I mean, that Detroit team was solid.
I guess we
can move on, dog.
We can move on. We're gonna go on to the next topic, bro.
He got game three. Yeah, they took game three.
What you think about the series so far? We gonna kind of bunch these last topics up a little bit.
the thing, you remember what we were talking about before I started?
Right.
I was saying I wanted to wait on that game. I wanted to wait on my picks.
Yeah, you and your waiting on your picks.
I wanted to wait on the picks because I didn't know how outmatched they were going to be. I knew the Heat were going to be outmatched, but how outmatched was they going to be?
That's the point, though.
So check it, though. I saw the first game and dang.
It's so, man. Ain't gonna be no series.
They is very outmatched. Like, you know what I mean? So, but as expected, though, this is what I was thinking. Remember what I said?
What you say?
They let them get what, some life?
No, that the Heat, there's two things and the reason why I was saying that I would lean towards the Heat. If they ain't overly outmatched. I said, if they ain't overly outmatched, which I didn't know how you know what I mean?
How far the talent gap was.
Yeah, I ain't know that. But I said if they wasn't, that the fact that they disciplined, they play hard, and they don't really make turnovers, and everybody do what they supposed to do, I think that would carry them to take at least a game seven. You know what I mean? If they get to a game seven. Yeah, if it get there. But now it's like, you know what I mean? I'm looking and I'm like, they completely just outmatched. Because look, even looking at this game and this score, they 74 and the Lakers is actually playing bad. The Lakers not even having a good game, but they still got the lead.
They still got the lead.
Yeah.
Not that they playing bad, they just ain't playing the best. You know what I mean? They still got the lead. So that tells me that, you know, they just... It's just they just too much for them.
So you don't think they gonna come out with this game right here? What, game five? They ain't gonna pull it out.
They can.
If they do, it they gonna have to steal it. Cause right now it look like. Like you said, even though like they ain't down by much, Lakers seem like they in control of the game right now.
All the Lakers gotta do is play tight ball for like 5 minutes. Come out with the win coming. You know what I mean?
AD gotta finish this game. I think he gotta bring it home for him tonight.
I don't think he is.
You don't think he gonna do it?
Hey,
with him having that bad game, though, that just opened it up for LeBron getting the Finals MVP if he have another decent game.
Yeah.
He ain't going to be able to get that with that 15-point game.
I think it's just too much for AD right now at the moment. It ain't too much for LeBron because he's been here his whole career.
Yeah.
He's been in a situation like this since he came into the league.
Damn.
So, it ain't, you know what I mean, whatever. He just want to win.
Who was that, BZ?
Yeah.
So, what up, Bees?
But yeah, they. I don't see that game seven.
I'm still going with five games. I think the Lakers gonna pull it out. But it is they got me nervous though. I ain't gonna even hurt.
So they have to win tonight.
They gotta win tonight. I ain't gonna even hold you, but I mean the way it's looking, I had them at five. But Miami looking like they want to go at least six, bro.
I can't say this, though.
They want to go at least six, bro. They ain't trying to go home yet.
Just based off of momentum, if Miami do win tonight,
ooh. I'm going to just say, gonna ooh. Lakers going to be
nutty. Yeah, I'm going to just say, ooh, because that pressure going to then.
It's going to be more so on the Lakers than it is than the Heat, for sure.
They going to start feeling that pressure. That pressure going to start coming.
If they
don't win tonight, that pressure gonna kick in, and they can't rely on home court advantage because there is none. You know what I mean? So therefore, it's just free game at that point. And if it gets to a game six, game seven, anything goes.
Yeah, y'all just balling at that moment.
Yeah, anything could happen.
Whoever come out gonna come out. It's gonna be like a college game.
Especially with it not being no hostile crowds, you gotta worry about.
And no pressure from the crowd. Yeah.
I mean, if the Lakers do want to really
get this over with, they got to win tonight.
Yeah, tonight is the night.
Tonight is the night. Y'all got to win this shit and get it out the way. Because to me, like I said, I told you before the show, I told him, like, even if they win tonight and they lose the next one, I still wouldn't be nervous if they up 3-2.
Right.
Like, I still wouldn't be nervous. Like, y'all up 3-2. All y'all need is one game out of two games to get this shit done. Like, and be out the way. I think they can get that one game. And it ain't going to go to a game seven to get
they
that one game.
They should be able to. But you also, the thing that I mentioned, too, with the Lakers is that the Lakers have tendencies to go on these stretches to where they don't really play. It's almost like they lose focus almost to a certain degree.
Like they looking on the side of the road in the middle of the driving. You know,
like they do have that tendency.
They to where they be playing like start that sometimes.
They'll shoot five for 23 from the three-point line. You be like, man, what the heck was that? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? But don't let that happen.
Yeah, you can't let that happen.
But this one of them games, though. This one of them games.
Oh, go up. You good, Brian? Take him in. Give him some body. Oh, he was setting him up. Cool, you can't miss that. That's a wide open shot. Like, this is the shit I'm talking about, bro. Y'all can't miss those opportunities, bro. This is how you put the dagger in somebody, bro. Y'all fighting for a ring. Shoot like y'all fucking mean that shit. Like it's your last shot of your life.
Oh.
Hey, none is out there. He's just dribbling away. LeBron, go in.
He can break them down.
Stay focused. Come on, man. Get
through
these problems.
See, this one of them games, bro.
What if it mean? What would it mean for you, for LeBron, if he win or lose his title?
Go ahead. I'm going to let you answer that one first.
To me, I mean, if he win it, that just put him closer to Jordan, but it ain't gonna put him past Jordan. It'll put him up there with like Kobe and Magic. It'd be like, I feel like he already up there, but like, it'll put him up there. Like, okay, he on this level now. He on the like, he already on the second tier. He already on my like Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, like nah, LeBron, he.
But
LeBron
like, when you put him on the finals, yeah. You know, the finals like Rushmore. Like the people that was the dogs that got the rings.
Basically
the rings,
sitting
the
at that
rings,
table.
The Lord of the Rings.
The Kareems and the Jordans.
Yeah, you know, Kareems, the Jordans, the
Waltz. He'd be sitting at that table.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, one more, he's solid. Forever. Like, I mean, he already solid, but four put him, like, down there. Like, he put him up there. Now, if he get five, what you think? He enjoy a conversation then? Or
for
he gotta
sure.
Get the six.
For sure, nah, he ain't gotta get the six.
Just two more.
Yeah, he most definitely ain't gotta get the six. I say he'd probably have to win. Like he'd probably have to get like five and probably an MVP or something. I mean something like a little some other
MVP
accolade.
Should have won it to him this year.
I mean like if he would have got defensive player of the year or something like that. You know what I mean? Some just some other accolade.
True.
But me personally, I don't think it's gonna make or break. I think he already solidified. I don't think it's gonna make a breaking weather.
Now, what
he
about
win.
If he loses it though? If he loses it to me, that's gonna be a definite taint to his legacy as far as how could I put it? He was supposed to win his finals, period. If he don't win this finals.
Yeah, if he don't win it. If he don't
it's
win
it's gonna be like a Mavericks situation.
If he don't win it, this what I say. Right now he's driving. You know what I'm saying? He's driving, right? And so, if he lose, okay, he driving this car, right, trying to get to a destination. He ain't yet at the destination, right? So, if he lose, I just say he just stopped. You know what I mean? I just say it just stopped. I don't think it'll take away from anything. I don't think it'll add to it either. Just like if he win, I don't think it'll add to or take away, either or, whether he win or lose. I don't think it does nothing.
This championship, you don't think
it'll
count for nothing?
Yeah, I don't think it do nothing. Because
they going to give him the credit for this.
Yeah, of course. I would give him the credit for it. You know what I mean? But I just think in terms of legacy, right, the only person he's really trying to, he's chasing down is Jordan. Right, and so in that sense, I don't think if he win, he's not gonna catch him. But if he lose, it's not gonna hurt him to where You know what I mean?
It's, people gonna look at him different.
Yeah, like, you know, you is what you is. Yeah. Like, if anything, he will be still in that bracket with a Magic Johnson. And at the very least, it'll be comparable to, like, a Kobe Bryant, which... Is any of that even is any of that even wrong? You feel me?
Nah,
that's all still
top dogs. Yeah,
my point exactly. So it's like you still up there with the dogs.
I feel like when it's all said and done, they gonna look back at this shit and they'll be like, man, he was the greatest. Like one, like him and Jordan is him. I mean, it's him, Jordan, and Kobe for me. Like, period. With Kareem and Magic, and Shaq.
Man, me honestly. I don't even know if I'm just being biased or whatever, but Jordan is just—he
up there,
like, and I mean, I don't even think like LeBron at this point. I don't think he can even reach it.
Damn, AD just caught one.
I don't think he can reach him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, in order for LeBron to reach him, he will most definitely have to go on a two-peat, a three-peat. Yeah. To really
solidify,
to really take
six,
it over the top.
Yeah.
But he most definitely have to go on like a two-peat right here. He have to, you know what I mean, lead the league and probably score. Like he have to do some stuff. Do some stuff. Like, I don't really like engaging in that kind of that debate, you know, with LeBron and Jordan.
It's tough.
Because it's like People always feel like you, in a way, you kind of do. You gotta kind of
pick
dimish,
a side.
You gotta kind of dimish one of them to pick up another one. But to me, it's like with I don't know, man. With everything, like as far as like okay, the type of stuff that people throw up in the ball. To me, I just like to cut it short. Don't even come to me if we gonna have this debate. Don't come to me with the stuff about. The stats, right? Because to be honest with you,
different eras, man.
I don't even care about the eras.
The game played different.
LeBron can do whatever he want on the court. So can Kobe. So can Jordan. If you would be to me, if you tell me like will LeBron can't score 63 like Jordan did, or Jordan can't get the assist that LeBron did. You don't even know basketball because
I feel like they can do anything the other player can.
It's just what the team require from them. You know what I mean? And that's what they gonna do. They gonna do what's gonna get them to win with the personnel they have on the team. So and that just comes at random. It just depends on what your team is asking from you, right? So my thing is, we can look at certain situations. For example, when Kobe was had Mike D'Antoni as his coach, you remember when he went and played point guard for them games?
He said fuck D'Antoni's system.
Nah, he was actually in D'Antoni's system
as the point guard. Oh,
yeah.
So what you're saying?
You know what I'm saying? And what happened with his numbers?
He said f that tone, that system though,
because it wasn't gonna get him the win. He knew it wasn't gonna get him the win. But what his numbers did was he averaged a triple-double.
Yeah, he
You know what I mean? So you can't tell me that he wouldn't be able to do the pass like a LeBron. You know they can because they smart. All of them some smart players. The same thing happened with Jordan. Jordan had that game when he played that point guard in the last 11 games of the season. He just told the coach, like, man, give me the ball. Let me run a point. The point guard got hurt. And what did he do? He averaged a triple-double. You know what I mean? So it's like, if they want to do it, they can do it. The same with LeBron. If he want to score like that, he can do it. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody stopped them from doing it. They just base their games off, and they approach the game as, what's going to give us our best chance to win? What do I need to do that's going to give us our best chance to win? That's what they do. You know what I mean? And that go from all of them players. I don't care what who you look at. All of the players is like that. That's what makes them great players. And we got to keep that in mind. They are great players, and we comparing them with other great players. So it's like, to me, the thing that separates them is the mentalities. It's just the mentality, your approach. It's no question, like, you know, in certain situations, even LeBron biggest fans still get them butterflies in their stomach in certain moments because they know that
dang, LeBron,
it's LeBron.
He may not fall through right here, you know what I mean? Like, even now, like, we questioning whether or not he gonna win this finals game tonight, or not. Yeah. Because we just know, just based off the history, like, man, he could drop the ball happen. Right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, shit can be dropped.
With Jordan, though, it was no question.
Nah, you always had that
you
confidence.
Already knew. You knew.
You just knew, like, it was gonna win. Yeah.
Oh, nah, this ain't going past six.
That's crazy.
It ain't going past six. Like, he gonna get the job done. The moment Jordan had that one superstar that he or the one other all-star that he could rely on figured it out, he didn't lose. Like, he didn't lose again. Like, it took him up to that seventh year of him getting that ring, and he didn't lose again.
Yeah.
We could bring up the point or when he came back for them last, 14 games of that season. And they got bounced in the playoffs or whatever.
Nah, that was in the middle of him coming back, though.
Yeah, you know, he only had 14 games.
That's 2 weeks. Well, not even 2 weeks, about a couple months.
Probably a month.
Yeah, that ain't even a lot. A
month and a half.
So, yeah, you can't base it off of that.
You know what I mean? But it's like, but other than that, he wasn't losing.
Don't hit the nitrous too fast.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what I compare them up. When I compare the great players, how dominant were they when it was their time? You know what I mean? In your time. Like, that's okay, and this is LeBron's time.
Yeah.
How dominant is he in his time? This your time,
strong.
You got the mantle. You know what I'm saying? Can you hold it down? Is you gonna dominate your competition? Because I don't want to talk about, I don't want to even compare the competition as far, okay, well, they competition, they can't control that. LeBron can't control if his competition is weak and Jordan competition or his area was strong. They can't control that. They can only play against the competition that's given to them. You know what I'm saying? So in that sense, it's just like, y'all just talking at that point. I ain't got time for them to talk. But when you trying to really get down to being who's better, it just comes down to their mentality. How did they approach it? Dang, Anthony Davis, what is going on, bro? You just had been on the ground like 3 times.
It's crazy. All right, you think this LeBron last shot of that real ring? His last true shot?
No, I don't.
AD stay now. I think they're gonna be into it, be ready for it.
And you know Anthony Davis gonna stay. But nah, cause they still got next year. Still think LeBron gonna still be playing how he playing. Anthony Davis ain't gonna do nothing but get better. They still can make moves if they have to.
I'm about to say, you think they should need to make some moves?
I would.
I think I would too.
I would. Not no big moves, but I would try to.
Nah,
you know,
little small pieces here.
Yeah. I'll try to get more consistent shooters.
I try to get a little bit younger.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
But you know, LeBron don't like playing with young players.
Nah, you just need a young dog, though. Just a young dog. Like, just one young dog.
Man.
Somebody that got hella potential.
I say get Chris Paul, bro. For real.
They need a Chris Paul.
I go, because you got pieces that you could trade off to get him.
Gotta get more space, but I mean, what about Rondo?
I'll take Chris Paul or Rondo if I can. You give me the opportunity, especially after Chris Paul just played with a team that was like, y'all wasn't even supposed to be in the playoffs. Ain't nobody think nothing about the Thunder being as good as they was, and it was there. And it all had everything to do with Chris Paul.
Yeah, everything.
So it's like with him playing how he just played, he was actually like 4th or 5th in the MVP vote. So if he gonna play like that, man, I'll take him over Rondo any day.
Well, yeah.
Especially if you got Anthony Davis and LeBron there.
But you gonna have to give up something for Chris, cause he got that big contract.
Yeah, you probably won't have to give up much. You can give up Kuzma, and I would.
You give up Kuzma for Chris?
Yeah, I would.
Ooh.
I would because right now, honestly, we know what Kuzma's gonna be. Well, I do.
You know what Kuzma's gonna be now. You done seen enough. Twine has seen enough. You ain't getting 5 years, Kuz. Ain't giving you
five. I know
five.
What he gonna be.
He knows you gonna be already.
And he gonna be a solid player. He probably can improve.
If he goes to another team, he'll average 20. He was doing it with the Lakers when they was just running.
I don't know.
Without
man,
LeBron.
Because
LeBron was out and hurt, he was close to 20.
I don't. Kuzma.
In the right system, Kuzma. He be pulling.
Yeah, he
let somebody get hit. Let him get 20 shots a game. He gonna average 20.
He do poor. But the thing is, he had to be with the right player. Like right he ain't. Player. I don't see him as an all star. Like
you don't think he's an all star?
Nah, he ain't an all star.
I like Kuz though, man.
Yeah, he's solid.
I like his game for real.
And he don't play defense for real.
Yeah, that's true. That's another liability. So,
yeah, he can fire off. He can get you. I mean, Kuzma, you know you probably gonna, depending on who your team is, like say if he was with Portland, I could see him still getting the same numbers. Like, okay, you could average 15, 17 a game,
like,
probably.
So, like if he was in Melo's spot.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He could average that. But if you want to say, okay, he could be like that consistent third fiddle, I don't see him being that. Like a second fiddle, I don't see him being that. I think it messed up
J.R.
Smith or somebody like that.
Yeah, I think this year kind of messed up his group. How he got to come off the bench when he was starting. I think they should have started him and kept him in the starting lineup and just found and filled somebody else to that spot for six men.
Which he probably would if he played defense.
Yeah, that's true too. I mean, he had moments, but it ain't consistent enough to say he a defensive threat. Like, he gonna be a defensive threat for you. He gonna be a problem for you. Robinson, man, here you come. Oh, my goodness. This man hit a three off the backboard. Damn. But that's the Lakers, man. I think they gonna be all right for the next 2 to 3 years. I think they gonna have a shot easily at the finals for the next 2 to 3 years. But the landscape of the league is definitely gonna change.
That's the thing, man.
So, it's like a revolving door, man. That bitch be moving and doing his thing.
Man, I'm looking at everything coming. Honestly, I'm looking at Brooklyn. Brooklyn about to be a problem.
Brooklyn gonna be a problem. They gonna be a problem.
Brooklyn about to be a problem. For real, man, Brooklyn probably about to win the next two championships.
You really think they gonna win the next two championships?
Yes.
And one. LeBron.
The next two championships. Brooklyn. Nobody is going to stop.
Y'all hear this, man.
I'm telling you.
Brooklyn going to be the next two championships. What I'm saying is they're going to win one.
They going to win.
They're going to get over the hump.
Man, it ain't no hump to get over. Trust me, man. Who is going to stop? Who's going to stop KD? Nobody can stop
KD.
Bro, okay, and then you got Kyrie Irving on the outside, right? You got Dinwiddie. Then you got coming off the bench, you got LeVert.
But I mean, that's like almost like comparable to what they had in Thunder. You had a nice number two, and you had great supporting cast.
Yeah, but think about this, though. Look, with the Thunder, Kevin Durant was not as mature. His game was not as mature as it is now. Man, Kevin Durant, like when he was with Golden State, bro, what I started seeing was, first of all, his defense picked up, right? His rebounding picked up. He started blocking. But not only that, his shot selection got so good, bro. The dude can score 25 points and you not even know it. Yeah. You'll be like, man, I wonder how many points he got. You probably think he got like 11, 12. Dude had like 25. You'd be like, where he even get this from?
Quietly.
It's just because it's
easy money sniper.
You don't even feel it. You don't even feel it. Right here, end the game 17 for 23. Like, easy.
Oh. Jeez. Yeah.
And then Kyrie Irving right there. That's the thing, man. You got somebody that could break down double teams, triple teams, penetrate, kick, and then you got nothing but people that can shoot and do whatever they want.
Brooklyn gonna be nice.
Multiple playmakers.
They gonna be definitely in the top three in the East ASAP. Coming out the gate.
And to be honest with you, I trust that coaching pick. I trust Steve Nash.
True that. Yeah, for them, I trust that pick. I like the fact that they committed to him for 4 years too. They ain't give him no 2-3 year deal. They gave him 4 years, so you can go ahead and get comfortable. You know what I mean? You gotta. Basically, a high school or a college amount of years to get your shit, to get it right. Figure it out.
Man, I trust that pick, bro. They gonna,
I'm looking, because I'm looking at that squad, and I'm looking at the Bucks.
The Bucks ain't going to do nothing if they don't get Chris. They got to get Chris.
Even if they had Chris.
Oh, shit, we gone. But
I feel it. This is it for the episode, y'all. This is 55.
Game still going. But it's King C's Basketball Jones.
Hey, Swilly.
We'll highlight y'all later, man. We ball forever. Y'all know what it is.
Peace.
You see him? He getting beat up. We'll be right back.